Beginning Hagdama He, the fifth Hagdama, it happens to be very appropriate for this week's Parsha, dealing with Zeicha Amalek, which of course appears at the end of Parsha's B'Shalach. So let's learn together. Mitzvah Zu, Shemechias Amalek, Nishtanim Mikol Mitzvah Shabbatar. There's something unique about destroying Amalek that's different than any other mitzvah we find in the entire Torah. There are three components of every single mitzvah. The Baal Tanya spent a lot of time in the beginning discussing this. Machshava, bedibur, uvemaisa. There's thought, there's understanding the mitzvah. Dibur, there's a speaking about the mitzvah. And the maisa, there's the action of the mitzvah. These are three elements. Machshava, dibur, maisa. And the Baal Tanya speaks about how all of them come together when you learn about the mitzvah, it gives an added chelek to the performance of the mitzvah. Usually all three come together as one mitzvah. B'yachad he mitzvah achas. But when it comes to mash'en ki mitzvahs mechias amalek, yesh b'shloshe mitzvahs nefrados, there are three independent mitzvahs minataria. We're going to see there's the machshava mitzvah as one, there's a dibur mitzvah of amalek, and then there's the maisa mitzvah, all three different mitzvahs, they're not coming together. So why is that? So first he lists, what are these two mitzvahs? So he writes that number one is Aleph Mechias Amalek B'machshava, that we have to think about it. That's Nimna L'mitzvah B'fnei Atma, that's its own mitzvah. Kimo She'akosuv, it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Kiseite, Lo Tishkach, one should not forget, She'asir L'ashkiach Hasina Milibo, you can't forget the hatred we have towards Amalek. That's mitzvah one, that's Machshava. Second mitzvah,
is the one of the Shoshachar
is that fulfills that, right? Correct, yes. Then, really the next one is actually B'divor. The Zivor and Machshava, the two separate mitzvahs. The next one, Beis, is really what we say at the end, the Shoshachar. That it says, Mechias Amalek B'divor, expressing, articulating it, saying it as well, is Nimna L'mitzvahs B'fnei Atzmo, is a separate mitzvah. And it says in the Pasuk also in Kiseite, Zachar Sasher Salach Amalek, Amu Chazal, Zachar B'peh. You have to articulate it. The Kviyas Mitzvah Zu, it's Hibah Shabbos Shekodim Purim, that's called Parsha Zachar. That's the Dibur. And the third mitzvah, which is counted separately, is Mechias Amalek B'maisa, which is the action of actually destroying, wiping out Amalek, which is Nimna L'mitzvah B'fnei Atzma, Kmo She'amar Kosev, Timcha Ezecha Amalek, V'zeh Shaykh B'chol Makom B'chol Zman Im Yesh Koach B'yadenu. That's something we have to do if we're capable. So three mitzvahs, Machshava, Dibur and Maisa, while every other mitzvah, it's all different components of one overall mitzvah. Here we have three separate mitzvahs, and that's what he's going to address. Before we go ahead, though, there's a very chashuv a footnote he has here about understanding Machshava when it comes to Machshava in Hirhuri Avera. So you look at the first page for a second, Oz Beis. It's a little off topic, but it's really, again, a chashuv piece here. He asks a question. There's a first page of this Hagdama, Oz Beis. Ayideh Zechira Belev, Nivra Malach, HaMessiah L'Kayim HaMitzvah B'Folach. When you remember a mitzvah, you remember something in your heart, so that creates a malach. Yesh L'Zbonin, let's understand this. Ma Betzah K'Eis B'Zman HaZeh B'Mitzvahs Lo Tishkach B'Leiv. What's the relevance? If we can't perform Mechias HaMalek nowadays, we don't really have that ability. So what's the big deal about remembering and thinking about HaMalek? We can't really actualize it. Kevin She'ief Sharlanu L'Kayim HaMitzvah B'Folach. We can't wipe them out. Bishma Higayim Befer, understand why you could say the words, the concept that when you say psukim, it's as if the mitzvahs are being mekayim. Famous Gemara at the end of Meseches Menachos, Kola Omer Toda, Kola Omer Ola, Kilu Hikrav Ola, by saying words, that could become considered as you're doing something. But Machshava, what's Machshava? So look at this very important B'nai Saskha. B'nai Saskha writes, last few lines here, the page here, he says, the Pasuk says in Devarim, V'nishmartim mikol davara. You have to be careful from any evil thing. Shalohi yehar her b'yom v'yavolidei and keri b'layla. Person shouldn't have bad thoughts during the day, lest it lead to something bad at night. V'kasa mekubalim tamze. How does that work? What's the mechanism of a hearer, a machshava, turning into a maisa? So he says, just try to picture this idea. V'inei ayidei avera nivramalach. When we do something wrong, there's a malach that pops up, this black angel, whatever you want to envision this malach looking like. Mekatri kiyadua. It's some object, some malach against us. Vayidei hirhur, aveira, by thinking of doing an aveira, nivra ha-neshama shel ha-mekatri. You're creating the neshama, the pnimius of a malach, and ayidei maisa, Nasagufa. And when you do the actual Avera, you think about, let's say, killing someone, that's a neshama. When you actually kill someone, lo'aleinu, then you created a body of the malach. So now that's what he says. When you have a thought to do something, and you want to really do it, nasa neshama shel mepatrik. There's a neshama there. We know the neshama wants to accomplish something. Usually it's good, but sometimes it's bad. So that neshama that you've created with that hirur is rodef hamekatrik acharav sheyigmer maasei, which chasing after, it's eating away at you until you actually fulfill it. The Gemara Neuma actually says that hirur avera are worse than actual maisa avera. That's what the Gemara Neuma says. A fascinating Gemara. That having thoughts of doing something bad is worse than actually doing something bad. Now that's not a heter to do anything bad, obviously. But it somehow, it eats away at a person. Once you do something wrong, then you feel guilty and you have some charata. But if you haven't done anything wrong yet, but you're thinking about it, it's eating away till it finally gets you. So he says, what's the image? That machshava is chasing after you. It's rodef. You created the neshama of the malach until you've actually done the ma'isa. That's why machshavas are so bad. So back inside the main text. So right now he wants to know how come, what's unique about Amalek that we have three separate mitzvahs, a mitzvah machshava, a mitzvah bedibur, and a mitzvah b'maisa. So he continues to say on the next page, v'yisbar ha'inyan, to explain the idea. Behektem l'havin ma nishana umazu, to understand what's unique about this nation, shel Amalek, mikol shar umos tzorei ha'yehudim. What's different from Amalek, from all other nations that hate us, our enemies, Liminayim, b'chol ha'daros b'chol ha'galios. All the exiles and generations we've been persecuted, there's something unique about Amalek, that we have to wipe them out with three different mitzvahs. Ashin etztavenu, up until the point where we're commanded, lintor hasina. Normally we don't hold grudges, but here we're meant to actually hold the grudge and the enemy, the hatreds towards them, belev kol hayamim, not to forget it. V'shibazeh toloi gulasenu, our whole redemption depends on this. Upedus nafshenu, redemption of our nefesh, k'amram, it says in the Chazal, ein Hashem shalim, Hashem's name is not full, not complete. Vein akisei shalim, the throne isn't complete. Ad sheyimcha zaro she'amalek. So what's so special about Amalek? What's so evil? V'od, Yekshe asks further, lama hitil Hashem yizbarach ha-mitzvah zos she'mechias Amalek al b'nei Yisrael. Why is the mitzvah on us? What happened to this very week, this parsha? What happens in the beginning? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Klal Yisrael? Don't worry. What's the pasuk? Al tech rashun. What's the pasuk? Don't do anything. Don't worry. I'll take care of everything. Hashem says, Mitzrayim, it's all in my hands. But then you get to the end of the pasuk, the end of the parsha, says, oh, this one, you guys have to fight on your own. You're all by yourself. So what changed? How come this is a requirement of Bnei Yisrael to wipe out Amalek? V'lama lo yasa kein batzma. Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of it? Just like he did. Kimo sha'asa leparu b'mitzrayim. In this week's parsha, in the beginning, uchadome l'shar soni yisrael. Like what happened with every other sone that attacked us. So why does Amalek dafka have to be our obligation as people to fight against them? So to answer the question, he explained as follows. Ach yadua ki Amalek hu hayetzahara hashochin besocha adam. There are many different understandings of Amalek. We touched upon last week how the Grufelt, that Amalek was Germany. It's actually a nation. It's a country. Germany was the Gruz understanding before Nazis existed. It's understood in the Gruz base measures that the Nazis were, or rather the Germans were Amalek. So there's that school of thought that the non-Jewish Germans, obviously, that they are actually a people. But there's another idea that's an ideology. And, you know, ideology, also an internal ideology. A person's own struggle with Amalek is compared to Yetzirah. So what does that mean? It says that umasiso, mesis, is to try to coerce someone, to convince someone to do something wrong. So that Yetzirah, that Amalek that's inside each person, is tamid b'chol es u'v'chol sha. It's constantly trying to get us to do something wrong. U'b'chol avera sha'adam osa. Every single bad deed a person does, osa harehu magdil se Yetzirah. It's generating a stronger, more powerful Yetzirah. It's feeding it. Ubeze magdil gam koach Amalek asher b'kibro. Now that's feeding Amalek with it, which is inside of us. Aidei tshuva she'odem ose megarish es ha'yetzirah. When a person does tshuva, he sends away the Yetzirah. Umachris zecha Amalek b'kibro. And he gets rid of any remembrance of the Amalek. This is all very basic right now. He's going to get to the spheres in just a moment. V'lachein hitil Hashem yizbarach bitul Amalek al b'nei Yisrael. It's a personal struggle. That's why it's on us to take care of Amalek, because it's inside of each of us. It's our own struggle with the Yetzirah. The Rakim Ha'adam Ose Shalo Legarish HaYetzirah Mikibro. Only I have the ability to extract the Yetzirah from myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that it's my job to do that. Azai Gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Shalo. So if I do my part, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his part. If I'm a better person, if I'm doing mitzvahs and chesed and Torah and tefillah, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do his part, and V'yikayim Kimocha Emcha Zecha Amalek. He's going to in turn erase the remembrance of Amalek. So that's the basic idea. The Amalek is the Yetzirah inside of us, and that's why we have the obligation to get rid of it. So now he takes it to the next level, though. This is where the Siftei Chen ends. The level of the Sfiros. It explains as follows. We're now on page Samach Gimel. The Koma Sa'eser Sfiros Mechulakes Legimel Prakim. The 10 Sfiros are broken up to 3 different sections. So those who have the pictures, the charts, diagrams, can certainly look along if they want. But the 3 basic levels of the Sfiros. Aleph, the highest level, is Gimel Sfiros Hel Yonos. The 3 highest levels, which hopefully by now you're comfortable with these terms, Keser, Chachma, and Bina. Keser is the highest, Chachma and Bina are the different types of understandings. The Chachma is usually the wisdom, it's usually the Svardim understanding, just the basic dinim, halachas, let's say Shulchan Aruch type of thinking. Bina is more the Lamdis, the Ashkenazim, the brisker way of learning, of dissecting things. That's Keser, the understanding we don't really chap. But Keser, Chachma, Bina are the 3 highest spheres. Or some call Chabad. Chabad is just replacing Keser with Das. Chabad stands for Chachma, Bina Das. Das is a very tricky how that works exactly, as I mentioned in the past, but it's the 3 higher parts of the brain. That's the highest level. And that's Rome's, and these spheros are hinted at the Moach, they represent the Moach of the Adam, a person's brain. Vavodasohu letaher mocho b'machshavos kedoshos b'tehoros. A person's obligation is to purify, to clean their minds, their thoughts. That's the first element of the spheres. The first 3, the highest spheres. Base. The next level we're at is going to be Hagimel Sfiros Shnios are Chesed, Gvura, and Teferis. That's the next column. These represent the arms and the body. Chesed and Gvura are the right hand and the left hand. Chesed is always Yamin, and Gvura is always the small. And the Teferis is the body. So that's the higher part of a person's body. And that's Rome's Mlachatia Guf HaElyon, the upper part, the chest of a person's body. Shesham Nimtzom Halev HaReya, those is where the heart is, where the lungs are. Those who are learning Daf Yomi now would appreciate those parts of the body, how they function. Shem Kli HaHevel VaDibur, that the lungs and the heart also, to a certain extent, are what brings about breathing and speech. It comes from the lungs. Vava, it's called Bechinas Ruach. Vavodas HaAdam Hu LiYachid Diburo. And that's the area of the body which a person speaks from, and he should be only speaking things of Torah and Chesed and Tefillah and nice things, of course, things that are mutter. That's the second level of the Sfiros, that's Dibur. And the third level is the Sfiros HaTachtonos, the 4 lowest ones. We have 3, 3, 4. That's a total of 10. So the final 4 are the Sfiros Tachtonos, the lower ones, which are Netach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. And what these represent, just in terms of the body, he's not going to go through them, but the Netzach and Hod are connected, perhaps the kidneys, and also the legs, the right leg and the left leg, really. And the Yesod is the Makom HaEver of a male, and the Malchus represents a female. So those are really the bottom of the body. So these are Romzim, as he writes, these are symbolic of L'chelek HaTachton Shel Guf, the lower part of man's body. HaNikroim B'Divrei Chazal Kli Maisa. That's more actions are being done with those parts of the body. So there's machshava, the first 3 spheres, which is the brain. The next 3 are considered dibur, the heart and the lungs are where one speaks from. And the lower 4 are the kli maisa. So that's machshava, dibur, maisa. That connects nicely to what we've been saying. V'avodas adam, our obligation in this world, is lasos komasa rak l'shem shemayim. So now he says, hine, after setting this up, kol uma v'uma, he nagdes lebechina achas me'eser spheres. All the umas olam, the big, the primary ones, are connected to a different one of the 10 spheres. Kol echad kfi sherasho b'marom. Each one has a certain shorish. Each, the Zechiti, and the Kanani, and the Prizi, Amori, all these have a certain chelik. If you look inside here in the left column, Os Yud, he goes through all these different, he mentioned, just read the top for a second, where it says, Kola umos, heim nigur l'sfira achas. Kasev maran b'nei saschar, that mukubal etzleinu, we have a mesorah, shezayin amimim, the seven nations, shehayu be'eret Yisrael, shetziva Hashem Yisbarach lahachar, says shemam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to wipe out their name, heim hayu neged hazayin midos shebeklipa. They represent the seven lower sviros, not the three high ones, not the Chabad or the Keser Chachma Bina, but from Chesed down to Malchus. Those seven correspond to the seven, the Shiva Amimin. We have to wipe them out. And he goes through to explain how Kanani's Lashon Hachna'a, which is Chesed, he goes through each one, you can look inside, how each word represents a different one of the seven sviros. Everything we have in Kedusha, there's a correspondent Klipa, there's a negative to it. So that's what the Shiva Amimin represent. The seven nations represent a different shorish of that sphere, a negative shorish. So you look back inside now, in the main text here, he explains. Vayidei ha'uma, last two lines, Eino yechol ha'sphira shekenegda lispashe b'kdushasa. Because that nation exists, because Knani exists, Chiti, whatever one exists, that somehow plugs, it doesn't allow you to access the Kedusha of that particular sphere so long as it's there. To give you an image there, not sure anyone learned Shar Kedusha at all. Shar Kedusha of Rav Chaim Vital, he goes through, it's a very important say for those who want to learn this world, this deep level of Chassidus Pnimius, he talks about how a person has to work on themselves and their own midos. It describes the way one's body works when there are veiros there, it clogs those the pipes and the veins from Kedusha coming through. That's on a personal level. When you have bad midas, a person has kas, a person has a kinna, it clogs those different veins, if you will. So on a more global understanding, when it comes to the sviros of the Klal Yisrael, these different nations are clogging those paths of chesed and gvura and teferis. So as long as they're getting in the way. So he explains now, last line here, v'adayin lo nitkan rak ha-sfira shekenegda sheba ha'isach hitasa. So let's say we destroy Kanani. V'lo shar sviro. So Kanani is Keneged Hachna, which is Keneged Chesed. So we wiped out Kanani. So Chesed now is fully accessible. But that doesn't help Gevura, doesn't help Tferes, doesn't help Netzach, or anything else. Ma she'en ken klipas ha-malak. She'nikra reishas goyim ha-malak, the Pasuk says in Parshas Balak, that they're the reishas goyim. Rashi explains why they reishas goyim. Because they attacked us first when we came out of Mitzrayim. They were the first ones. She'rasho hu b'mochen de klipa. Since they're rishis, they're the head, they're the rosh, they represent what goes on in the brain, the highest three levels. And therefore, v'cheven shekol pu'ulos haguf, tulim ba'moach, everything that we do depends on what we think. Hopefully we all, for the most part, think before we speak, we think before we act, we're supposed to. So that's really the source of everything that we do. Everything goes back to the brain. The brain tells me to move my hand like this, and move my hand like this, and to do this. So the brain is the source of everything that goes on. And since the entire body and the actions of the body depend on the moach, on the brain, nimsa shu oches es kol komas hakadusha. So since Amalek is the rachis goyim Amalek, that means their pagam, their tuma, is in our brain, which has an impact on every other part of the body. Ve'enu maniach es hakadusha l'espashig, it doesn't allow the kadusha to spread, b'chol shira koma, to the entire body. V'lachein, therefore, Kasher nizke lahachris kol komas Amalek, when, mirtz Hashem soon, will be zoche to wipe out Amalek entirely, then yivutal kol komas haklipa. We're going to knock down the entire klipa, all the bad things clogging up those spheres. V'oz yiyah Hashem shalom, the name will be complete, v'yamalek fod Hashem es kol aretz. It's going to complete the world. So take a look. That's a challenge. So take a look right now. Os Yud Aleph in the bottom right here. He says, Amalek is mochen de klipa, hadas harash b'chol midas. It's a very nice piece here. He quotes from Rusisi Laila. Anyone know who wrote Rusisi Laila? Tzadik. Exactly. Tzadik wrote Rusisi Laila. So there he writes that b'chol inyan ra, umida ra, yesh eza davar tov. Everything that's bad, everything negative, there's actually something good that's there as well. Lu le kein, loher ba'olam. If there was something about it that wasn't good, if there's nothing good about something, then the world, it wouldn't exist. Everything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kumad avi rachman latava avi. There must be something good for every midah, everything that's out there. So he gives an example of murder. murder, which sounds like a terrible thing, of course, it's a davara, but there must be something good about murder. Where does murder come out that's positive? Coming to Amalek. Amalek, that's the example that the Reb Tzaddik brings of a murdering Amalek. That's one place. So everything in this world, although it may seem negative on the outside, there's some way, some avenue you could use it, Latov. Look back inside. So now we established that the different levels of the body, of the sphera, and that Amalek is representing the moach, the brain, so that's why we have so much against him, because everything depends on the brain. Everything depends on the kedusha of the brain, and so long as Amalek is still in existence, it's blocking that full kedusha from coming down. So now he connects this further. V'hine, pulas Amalek laharas komas ish Yisraeli. They're here to negate, to bring evil to the Jewish man. Mevor b'kra, it says in the pasuk, b'lashon asher karcha. So what does asher karcha mean? Hakavana ba b'shlosh parim. He's going to explain what asher karcha means in three different levels, how it impacts all three different levels of the ten spheres. Os alf, he says. Asher karcha is lashon kora, which means a beam, or kemo tikras abayis, the ceiling of a house. Shu hamakom hagova b'yoser, it's the highest level of a house, of a building. Kein machnis amalek, now that's what Amalek is able to accomplish, which is also the gematria of Ram, Resh Mem, which Ram is Ram Levavo, to be haughty. Amalek is the gematria of 240, as is the word Ram. Geyus begova ha'adam shumachshava shibaros. About Gaiva, his head, his ego, that's what he thinks. So that's what Asher Karcha means. It's a kora, it's a tikra, it's the highest part of the building, the highest part of a person's body. Vaidezeh nisrachig ma'ashem yizbarach. Because of what Amalek is able to impact, infuse into a person, into the gaiva, into the moach, that's the one level of what they're accomplishing. That's asher karcha. Moshe Kosev, it says in Gemara Sota, Shehashem Yisbarach Omer al hamizgai, one who is so haughty, ein ani v'hu yichon lader ba'olam. I can't live in the same world, in the same makom as this individual who's about gaiva. So that's zeu klipa ha-negdis l'sfiras chabad. So Asher Karcha, the first definition is that Amalek's going against Asher Karcha, the Korah, the Tikra, the Chabad, the Machshava, the highest level of the spheres. Ozbez, the second interpretation, then it's all true, it's not mutually exclusive here, it's Elu Ve'elu. The second definition of Asher Karcha is Lashon Kriris, which is to cool off. Zeu Gamkein Pulas Amalek, that's also one of the attributes of Amalek, lekarir levavos bnei Yisrael me'avodas Hashem. Right when we were coming out of Mitzrayim, we were on this big high, we were on fire, and they come to cool us off, like Rashi brings the medrash, the mashal of the bath, the hot bath, the first one to jump in cools everyone else off, for everyone else. Aidei shiavil ledibori leitzanus v'kriris mikol kadosh lanu, to speak a leitzanus, to cool off, and not be so excited about Torah and mitzvos. Vaidei zeh hu misayv osam be'em saguf, it thickens the center of the body where the lev is. B'mokam alev shemisham b'chamimis. All the heart, the warmth comes from the heart. V'areya shemisham b'hakol v'adibor. And the speech comes from the lungs. Zeu klipa ha-negdis l'sfiras chagat. So that's the definition of asher karcha, which means to cool off. That's cooling off the center of the body now. That's the second definition of asher karcha. And haromzin al-aivarim helyonim sheba'adam. And the third definition of Sharkarcha, which is going to reflect the bottom part of the body, is Lashon Tuma, Lashon Keri. Ki Amalek misamit tamid lahavi lide Tuma chas v'sham b'maisa. They're always trying to lead to Tuma. The Midrashim about throwing the Arla of the Bris Milah, that whole idea of them going against this Tuma of Keri. And that's the bottom part of the body. V'zeu aklipa hanegdis l'sfiros nehi, which is Netach, Hod, and Yesod, and Athomalchus in there as well. Shehem Tuma b'maisa ve'rachman l'tzlan. That's talking about averas and b'maisa. Haromzin al ha'ivarim ha'tachtonim sheba'adam. So we see Amalek, the reason why we had three different mitzvahs, because Amalek were able to, they were able to attack us in both, all three, machshava, in dibor, and in maisa, as all three definitions appear in the word asher karcha. U'bishvil zeb, for this very reason, he explains, Tzivanu Hashem Yisbarach, shlosha mitzvos miyuchados, three independent mitzvos, levatel kol chelek migimel chelkei ha'asher karcha b'miyuchad, to protect against, to defend against these three different levels. So it says further, we're good to go further. Should I finish the Akdama? Everyone's okay? The mitzvah is to think about Amalek, what they did, to bepet, articulate, bedibor, and then b'maisa to timcha, to destroy them.
So if it's so important to remember about another, we say a Shema to remember what you took us out of the Mitzrayim. Why wouldn't, in that same paragraph somewhere, every day say, remember what a mother did?
There's a mitzvah. The Ramban said the mitzvah to remember every single day, the Sheish Zechiros, at the end of davening, it's in the Siddur, to remember a Malik every single day. So take a look further now. He says that Aleph, Neged Koach HaMalik, Sheberosh, Shiagvos Vegeus, the part of the body, the head, the gaiva, ego, which is Heim Machshichen Or HaMochen Chabad. So what Amalek does is they darken our vision, they darken our process, our way of thinking. Amar Kasev Lo Tishach, don't forget what Amalek does. Shelo Yosir Machshavasa Hasrachkus Merishus Amalek, don't try to remove what they've done. We want to always keep them on our radar. It sounds contradictory. We don't want them to get into our brain, but we always have to remember them. You're remembering them, not that they should be in the brain. You're remembering them, that you should be aware of them, not to let them in. But the moment you let your guard down, that means they're coming into your brain. So always be aware of them to keep your guard up, to protect them from adding any tumah into the ego.
Yes, unfortunately.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, but by remembering them, that's going to prevent you from allowing them to influence you. When you're aware of your enemies, so you're going to always watch over them. You're not letting them in, but once you let your guard down, so then they're going
to
have influences on you.
I respectfully disagree.
That's
in
fine.
In order for you to be aware of them, you have to know who they are.
For sure.
To know who they are, you have to let them in.
No,
you can't let them into the point where they influence you.
No, of course you don't have enemies, but when the American army knows who the enemies are, all the Iranians and whoever other terrorists, doesn't mean they're letting them have the ideology into the United States of America. You have to be aware of them, but the moment you're not aware of them, you're not watching out, so they're going to come in and sneak into through the airports, into security. But as long as you know who they are and you're watching over them, you can protect them from impacting your way of thinking. So he says further now, it says, "Rak levatel atzmo lufnei kol ba'anava." A person should be vatel every single person with great anivas. Lekaim meod meod havishafaruach. Mishan Abbas tells us we should be very, very, very humble. Vayidei zeh, through that, through humility, ya'ir bo or hamochin shel asfiros chachma bina vadas. We mentioned this last week. People have certain kochos. Everyone has their own nature, their personality. And I said there are these tests you could take a look in, personality tests to figure out if you're a guy with tferes or chesed or mach, whatever it is. But when you are acting, doing a din of chesed, there's a certain aura that lights up of chesed. When you're doing a din, you're giving a punishment, so you have to discipline your children. So there's this din, the gvur, that lights up. So when a person is very humble, you're giving energy, those lights, if you will, of the chachma bina v'das are being illuminated. By having those thoughts of being humble, you're bringing love and fear of Hashem into your body. What's the best way? What is this parsha tells us? Berfidim, right? They attacked us. Berfidim. What does the Gemara tell us? What happened? Berfidim. Rafi day mitor. We were weak. We were very vulnerable. That allowed. Discussed this last week. Amalek were able to attack us because we weren't learning. So the way to go against it is by learning, by filling the moach, filling the brain up with Torah. That's the best way to go against preventing their ideology from entering into our brain. So that's number one. Being both humble and by learning Torah is the way we strengthen the Chabad. Ozbeis now, what about the second level of the body? Chesed, Gvur Tiferes, the lave, the heart. He says, Neged koach amalik shebelev, how do we prevent amalik from coming into our hearts? Shia Dibor, that's speech, because that even though it's not the heart directly, there are correlations of how the heart and lungs work with each other. So the lungs and heart, the Dibor comes hanimshach meivari halei, from the different organs that connect the heart. Heim machshichen or hamidos hel yonas chagat. So now, what happened is Amalek clogs the tubes of chesed, of gvura, of tferes. So how do we undo this? Amar zachar b'peh. By a person saying it, articulating that Amalek, we need to get rid of Amalek. Shel yechtal melahoti befiv divrei sina shel Amalek. Don't stop mentioning their hate, our hatred towards them. Ki ikar kriyas nimshach la'adam aydei she'eino chozal hadibur. How does a person get weak? We get very excited when you start a new project, you start something new, a new job, you start a new life, you get married, you have children. There's always excitement in the beginning of something. And we talk about it, we talk about it, we talk about it. But once we stop talking about it, We cool off. We don't get so excited anymore. The way to keep it exciting is continue to mention it. Continue to keep it at the forefront. By you saying, I hate Amalek, remember what they did to us when we left Mitzrayim, that's going to keep it chamimus. That's going to keep it going. That fire keep going. When you continue to say those words of how much we hate them, it's going to strengthen the love and the fear toward the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's going to prevent them coming into that part of the body by us using dibur, speech, of how much we hate you guys. Included in this is not only saying how much we hate Amalek, but also laharbos ulahasmid b'torah v'tfila. We mentioned before Torah affects the brain, but it also affects the speech. And Baal Tanya says that a person who learned without saying the word, you're not actually getting a mitzvah kima Torah. We don't paskin this way. But that's the understanding of the Baal Tanya, that by not saying word, by looking at words alone, hero Torah rather, is not considered a kima mitzvah satara. And you wouldn't get any mitzvah at all. But we don't hold that way. But that's such a concept that speaking Torah is Torah itself. So not only does it affect the moach, but Torah also affects the dibur, as does tefillah, of course. The gam, also other ways to help protect that area of speech. Laharbos b'dibur emuna, speak about emuna, stories of belief, hashkacha pratis, speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in this world. I know a lot of us don't talk about this, but that's another way to protect that other area of the body. Kiyadua misfarim al ha-pasuk ha-manti kiyadaber, to speak about emuna. Shayadei ha-dibur nis'orev nis'chamim etel ha-adam. You know how to think of Hashem, how to remember Hashem, how to believe in Hashem? It's not just about thinking about it and contemplating. Speak about it. When you speak at your Shabbos Suda about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me this week, you show your kids what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashkacha Pratis, the Muna you had, the Bitachon, the crazy thing that happened at work, on the subway. That speech brings about tremendous Muna to you and your kids and your family. So that Dibur keeps things alive, keeps the spark alive, the strength, the love, the warmth. Through that yaribo, that illuminates the or hasfiros of chesed, gvura, and teferes, which connect to avo, liras Hashem, ulispire b'toras hamitzvos. Bechesed, we show the love to Hashem. By giving din, which is just loosely translated punishment, that shows our fear of Hashem, and teferes, which is some type of equilibrium, that shows the beauty, the glory of the Torah and the mitzvos. The gimel, the third and final category, and we're almost done, neged koach amalek, which is b'maisa, in terms of action. How does one prevent Amalek from impacting the way we do things? Ha-mishtadil mefates ha-adam la-havi'u li-dei tuma rachman al-etzlam. The Amalek, the Yitzhar Hara, is constantly trying to get us to do something evil, something terrible, whether it be Lashon Hara, whatever the case might be. Hey machshichen or hamidos ha-tachdonis nihim. That they're darkening the last four midos, which is Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. Amar Kasav, what should we do? Timcha ezecha Amalek, to erase any remembrance of Amalek. Shetase pulos kedushos b'maaseh. The way to combat it is to do positive things. By doing positive actions is the best way to defend against Amalek. Lahachris is atumos Amalek mikirbicha, to remove any tuma from within us. Lebal lichasha b'chas v'shalom, lest we stumble over them. By way of doing just doing mitzvahs, doing chesed. That's the way to protect. Through doing a maisim tovim, ya'ir bo or hamidos hatachtonis, that's going to illuminate the bottom four, which is netzach, hod, yisod, and malchus. Through this, nishlam kol ha-shlosha avodos shel machshava, dibor, u'maisa. Through these three levels, we're able to fix the thought, the speech, and action, hanitzach, which are all needed l'mechias Amalek, to ultimately erase Amalek, v'ideze, through this nizkesh yizgala kavod malchuso b'chol akoma shlema. We're going to bring great honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its full capacity. V'yesh shemo shalom, his name will be complete. V'chiso shalom, his throne will be three, it will be complete. V'adjekuyim v'alu moshin v'artil nishprotis ha'reisav v'yisal shem amlucha v'kablu kulm es ol malchusecha v'malei mehar t'dei Hashem v'ayah shem l'mecha k'oretz. Beautiful, great stopping point. We're off next week. Everyone have a nice vacation. We'll continue in 2 weeks. Oh, yeah.